Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last night in the Tarawih Salat, the second quarter of the second para was recited until the half of the third para. The first ayat is called the ayat of Bir, Lays al-Bir. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that piety does not only refer to doing a few actions. A person has a few actions, turning to the certain direction he is facing. This is not sufficient for piety. But piety means the whole of deen has come into a person's life. Allah mentions, Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. A person's iman has to be correct first. His aqaid, his beliefs have to be correct. Wa atal mala ala qubbihi dhawil qurba wal litama wal masakin wa ibn as-sabil. A person has to fulfill the rights of human beings, which is called mu'asharat, a person's social etiquette, how he deals with other people. And one great important right is to fulfill the rights of people, giving them wealth. Normally a person can make khidmat in other ways, but normally he feels hard to part with wealth. So Allah says, no, you must look after them, fulfill their rights. Number three, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَتَى الزَّكَاةَ. A person's ibadat, actions of worship, of our salat, our zakat, this has to be correct also. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِأَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَهَدُوا. A person fulfills all his pacts and promises when he makes it, especially your business deals, your monetary dealings must be correct. And وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. A person's akhlaq and character must be correct. He must have all, the most important piece of character is sabr. This is the root of all good characteristics. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you must have the quality of sabr. When you got all the five branches of deen in your life, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. They are the people of taqwa, they are the people who are truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them very, very high rank. And in another place of in the same, after about quarter para, Allah says, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. O people of iman, enter into Islam completely. So a person has to enter into complete Islam, the whole of Islam has to come into his life. It is not sufficient only in the masjid a person is a Muslim, or only in a khanqah he is a Muslim, or only when he goes in jamaat he is a Muslim. But 24 hours of a person's life he has to be a Muslim following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about 24 different laws in this paraya, showing different aspects of our life, our own life, in our life with our families, in our life in the community, in the life of the whole country also. All of this here is governed by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first law he mentions here is of qisas, of punishment. When a person has killed somebody, his life can be taken in place of the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Islam is a religion of great justice and fairness. So you must fulfill the justice in Islam. And one law Allah has given, if you kill somebody, your life can be taken in place of the day. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah says in this law of ours, you can take revenge, you can kill that person who has killed somebody else. There is life for many, many people. One life is taken, thousands of other lives will be saved. People will be frightened to kill somebody else. But if Islamic law is not followed, then we can see what is happening throughout the world, all the confusion. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if a person is about to pass away, he must make sure that he has kept an Islamic will, so that people know exactly how they must fulfill his whatever. He has got some qaza, some debts he owes people, etc. The person's will must be in correct in order, which inshallah we will discuss later on. Thereafter, the third command Allah mentions is about the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the beautiful act in ibadat of fasting. And the object of fasting is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to get the quality of taqwa within oneself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are many concessions Allah has made. When a person is on journey, a person is sick, he cannot fulfill the duties of Ramadan correctly, Allah has given him concession. You do not have to fast in such an occasion. But if you fast, it is far, far better for you. You will get great, great rewards. And the special month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. So take full benefit from the Quran Sharif in this month. And another great ibadat, which Allah mentions here regarding fasting is, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When you will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, I am very, very close. I will accept your dua. So all the time Allah will accept du'as. But more so in the month of Ramadan, when a person is fasting, and during the nights of Ramadan also, du'as are readily accepted. A person must take full opportunity of this year. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ الْبَاطِلِ. Do not eat your wealth in a wrong way. It is by stealing, by deception, in a haram way, whatever way is haram and incommensurable, which inshallah we will do in the kitab and mu'amalat. Always a person must be very, very careful. His money, how he is earning his money and how he is spending his money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions about the moon, the calendar, the Islamic moon. A person looks at our dates are based on the Islamic calendar, the moon. So Allah ta'ala says that this is something which a person must look at, and it is a means of showing time to the people, and they can work out their Hajj times, etc. So this is an important part of Deen also. A person looks for the Islamic moon. Normally, unfortunately, we are following the Western calendar, the English calendar, which is the solar calendar. This is also the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for Muslims, it is farz kifaya. It is compulsory for them to look for the moon and to know Islamic dates also, to have knowledge about the day. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the laws of Hajj in great detail. And one thing which Allah mentions here is that many people go for Hajj also, and they are making dua, but the dua is only regarding this world, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا, but nothing about the Akhirat, nothing about the year after. Whereas the people of Iman, the correct people, they make dua for this world also and for the life of the year after. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, give us goodness in this world, in the year after also, and save us from the azab, the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a few laws regarding jihad, fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending one's wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are asking, what must he spend? Allah ta'ala says, spend whatever you want to spend. Spend on your parents, spend on your family members, on the poor people, on the orphans and the travelers. Whatever good you are doing, whatever you are spending, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of it. Jihad is a very, very difficult command. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is a lot of benefit for you. You might dislike something, but there is benefit for you. And sometimes you like something, not making jihad, not fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is very, very harmful for you. Allah knows exactly what is better for you, whereas you people do not know, you do not have understanding. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about getting married, importance of marriage. A partner a person chooses must be the correct partner. Never ever get married to mushrik women. A woman who are polytheists, who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are idol worshippers until they have got iman. Remember, if you have got a slave girl who has got the quality of iman, she is far, far better than a mushrik lady, a polytheist lady, even though she is very, very pretty, she got a lot of money, she got a lot of wealth. But remember, iman is the most important thing. Similarly, the Muslim woman must not ever get married to a mushrik man. They also, if he has to get married to a slave who is a believer, is far, far better than a mushrik male, even though he's got all that wealth, he's got that position, etc. Because these people are calling you to the fire of Jahannam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling you towards Jannah. So your marriage partner is of great, great importance, who a person chooses. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about hayz, that a person cannot fulfill his desires. Allah has given him desires, and Allah has given him halal, permissible partners. But there are certain times in a month where it's not permissible for a person to fulfill his desires. When a woman has a hayz, her monthly, a person must abstain from her. And then Allah says, when she becomes pure, then a person can fulfill his desires where Allah Ta'ala has commanded him. Allah has only commanded him to come to his wife from the front part, so he must fulfill his desires there. Any other way, which is unnatural, it's against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Included in there is all kinds of anal sex, oral sex, and all funny, funny things which people are doing today, unfortunately, because of the television, they are watching these things, and then they are trying to fulfill the desires in an unnatural way. So a person has to completely stay away from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the object of relations with one's wife is وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, to get children. The object of it is to, not for enjoyment only, but one major objective is to get children. Leave something for your future. Okay, have children, inshallah, they will benefit you when you will pass away. They will make dua for you. They will be good people and you will get the thawabs of it. So that is one object of having relations with one's wife. Another meaning some ulama have given, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Do not make this the object of your life, fulfilling your desires. In one hadith it comes, it's close to Qiyamah, the object of a person's life will be his stomach and his private parts. So a person mustn't make that the object of his life. وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Don't forget your akhirat. Send something forward to the year after. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ. In these matters of fulfilling one's desires, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and realize you have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow, you have to answer him. So control your desires. وَبَشْكِرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who have got iman, the quality of iman within themselves. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that certain times a person cannot love with his wife. Now he finds that I have to break off with her. Life is not bearable with her anymore. So Islam has allowed and given permission for a person to give his wife talaq. But one talaq, a person must give his wife only one talaq. There is no need to give three talaqs. If a person has given his wife one talaq, and she's sitting in a iddat, and her nikah is finished, then the nikah is broken off. Now the nikah is completely severed. After that, she can get married to whomsoever she wants to. There is no need for three talaqs. Many people, unfortunately, they are under the impression that when I divorce my wife, I must give her three talaqs. So this is completely incorrect. Give one talaq. If a person has given his wife three talaqs, then after that he cannot make up with his wife again. The Quran Sharif says, حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا خَيْرًا. Until eventually a time comes, she goes and she gets married to somebody else, and that person spends time with her, then he eventually passes away, or he divorces her, Then only after a long time she sets in iddat again, then a person can take his wife back. So be responsible. Allah has given you that ability of giving talaq, but be responsible in giving talaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after you have given your wife talaq, then a person has to be very, very careful. Then she has to set in iddat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the laws of iddat here. And if the husband has to pass away, then a wife must sit for 4 months and 10 days. If the husband divorces his wife, she must sit for three hayz, three menstrual periods. She will have to sit in hayz, in iddat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions when a woman is sitting in iddat also, certain masail regarding that nobody must propose to her openly and say, I want to get married to you. She must finish her iddat first. After her iddat is finished, then a person can propose to her. And many other masail of nikah is also mentioned here. How much the mehr a person must pay? How must he pay the mehr? When must he pay the mehr? In what amounts if you give your wife talaq? Before sleeping with her, after sleeping with her. These masail are mentioned in great, great detail. Even though outwardly they might seem like to be small things, but Allah Ta'ala is showing the importance of these things, that Allah has mentioned them in great detail. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. For all of these things, a person has to be, always his connection must be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will his connection be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Looking after one's salah. If a person looks after his salah, inshallah his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. He realizes Allah is watching me. So he will be very, very careful about his family matters, how he looks after his wife, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, look after all your salah, and especially the middle salah, which the ulama say refers to the asr salah. Because normally men are busy at that time in the business places, so they forget that salah. So Allah Ta'ala says, especially your middle salah, it is asr salah. Other ulama say it means the fajr salah. Because these people are normally negligent at that time, they are sleeping. So look after these two salat especially. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. And don't just perform salat haphazardly, but stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that you are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete khushu, concentration, devotion in your salat, and perform salat correctly. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the second para, he mentions that man has got love for two things. One is his life and one is his wealth. So regarding one's life, a person must be prepared to give his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrifice in jihad. And do not think if I am going in jihad I will lose my life, I will definitely die. Your death is written on a certain time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a few incidents of those people who did not fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and eventually Allah ta'ala killed all of them. Their life was, it was written at that time. Allah ta'ala gave them death at that time. On the other hand, Jalut and Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam's time, they fought against Jalut and his army, and they were a small jamaat of people, but they followed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 313, and they vanquished an army which is far, far greater than them. They followed the commands of Allah ta'ala. Allah did not give them death, but Allah gave them life. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the third para, he begins Ayatul Kursi, which is of 10 sections. It's one ayat which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest ayat of the Quran Sharif. And in here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's about 50 words in this Ayatul Kursi, and Allah ta'ala's name is mentioned about 17 times in different ways. Allah ta'ala, either the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the the zamir, the pronoun referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah ta'ala's qudrat and greatness is mentioned. If a person recites Ayatul Kursi after every farz salah, those farz salat in which there is no sunnah after that, we read Ayatul Kursi. And if there are sunnahs, then after the sunnah namaz, we read Ayatul Kursi. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that between that person and jannat, the only thing is death. As soon as he passes away, inshallah, that person will go to jannat. And if a person must study this ayat, he will see the great qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even before sleeping at night, we should try to recite Ayatul Kursi. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great, great detail about spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person spends in the path of Allah, the great reward he will get. He spent 1 cent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, minimum returns Allah is giving him is 700. And Allah ta'ala says, I will give you much, much more. You will spend a bit in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remember, when you are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not get pride within yourself. Now you have done a favor to somebody, now you start telling that, boasting to that person, I did this for you, I did that for you. And now you start making, it's called ihsan jatana. You show off, your boast of your favors to that person. Never ever do that. You will destroy the reward of your sadaqah and your charity. And Allah Ta'ala says, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُوا هَذَا. Speaking nicely to a person and asking for mafi, I do not want to give you money, but speak nicely to the person, is better than giving the person money and thereafter speaking harshly to that person and now taking off of that person. Remember, وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَلِيمٌ. Allah is completely independent. Allah doesn't need your money. Allah is very, very forbearant. Allah is overlooking your faults and your weaknesses. The poor person, do not ever mock him, do not ever speak harshly to that person. If you don't want to give him, don't give him. But in a nice way, tell the person that, maaf, I cannot give you at the present moment, and let the person go away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if a person is spending, he must also have the correct intention. The correct intention of spending is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever I am giving, it must only be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is spending, أَنْفِكُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. Don't just spend any junk, what you yourself don't like for yourself. But spend the things which you love. you got liking for it also. Spend that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you are spending it for yourself, it's for your own akhirat. To spend up the good things. And الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Shaitan promises you, you will get poor if you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, no, I will give you far, far greater. I will forgive you also. And much, much more greater, much, much more rewards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another masail also, that in tubdu sadaqati fa ni'immahi. If you have to make apparent your sadaqah and give it openly, it's very, very good, no problem at all. As long as your intention is sincere. But if you have to hide it and give it to the poor people, this is far, far better. Because there will be more sincerity in the day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail mentions about riba. The opposite of charity is riba. Interest. Where a person is taking now interest, is sucking on the blood of other people. People are going through difficulty and now he's taking more advantage of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have made it completely haram. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرِبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely destroys riba and interest, all kinds of insurance policies, etc. Allah destroys it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases sadaqah and charity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares war in the Quran regarding those people who are taking interest. Imam Malik rahmatullahi says there are two places only where Allah ta'ala declares war. One is regarding interest, which comes in the Quran Sharif. And the second one is regarding the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who make enmity with them, who are enemies of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala declares war with them in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should be very, very careful about these two stands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if somebody comes to ask you for a loan, then if you are able to give that person, and then when the person now he needs time, more time to pay, and he is poor, he cannot help it, then if you make him maaf, you give him more chance, that this is compulsory, this is wajib, you must give that person more chance, you will get a very, very great reward. And if you make him maaf completely, you overlook him, this is far, far better for you. Allah will give you very, very great rewards because of this. And then coming to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some masail, the longest ayat of the Quran Sharif, regarding the masail of business. Mawlana Shaykh al-Thami rahmatullahi says that this ayat shows the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dunya has got no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite that Allah has mentioned all our masail of business in great detail, that when a person is doing a credit transaction, must make sure he writes it down. A cash transaction is not necessary to write it down, but credit, a person must write it down, and in great detail, you must have witnesses. What kind of witnesses? Allah mentions this here. And in the last ayat, which is called Aman al-Rasul, very, very famous, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at night a person must try and recite this here. It will suffice a person from all the ibadat of the night. Before sleeping, a person must try and read these two ayats, Aman al-Rasul bima unzila ilayhi min rabbi wal mu'minun. In this year, a person is saying, Sami'ana wa ata'ana. That, oh Allah, even though we are weak within ourselves, we have heard and we obey you. And Ghufranaka, make us, forgive us for all our weaknesses, all the laws of Allah Ta'ala we have heard, so many different masail. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every command I have given you is within your ability, it's not impossible for you. But you must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, if we forget, we make mistakes, do not punish us because of the day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not make it difficult for us. Let us be able to fulfill all your commands. Wa'afu anna, wa'khfil lana, wa'rhamna. Oh Allah, wipe off all our sins, hide our faults and our weaknesses, and have mercy upon us. Anta Mawlana, you are our master. Fansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Oh Allah, help us over the kuffar and the disbelieving nations. This is a very, very beautiful dua, which ends of Surah Baqarah, that a person is humbling himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah likes this quality. A person has tried to fulfill the commands of Allah ta'ala, he tries to his utmost best, and then after he makes tawbah and istighfar, asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. This is beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني. تلمراه جايك ميدانه توهتو أرمني تنمي بجاي أبغين Dard-e-dil, khair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس دم آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و ناماسیہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ یار رہے یارم تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ No. نعم استانا خشمي عيدم تاب جناتني مي بعيدم جزء آسما هم دم نبود راز لا غير خنا محرم نبود الله 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 كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام الله 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 إذا سألك عبادي عني فإن قريب الله 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 ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.